Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Shmini, we hear about the tragic deaths of Aharon's sons, Nadav and Avihu. They are killed miraculously by Hashem because, as the Torah says in Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph, they brought an Eish Zara, they brought a foreign fire on the Mizbeach. In the Pasuk right before that, the Torah says that a miraculous fire came down and consumed the Korbanos on the Mizbeach. But Nadav and Avihu brought their own fire, an Eish Zara, a foreign fire, a fire that was not asked for. And so they were punished and they died. And the Torah tells us of Aaron's reaction to this terrible episode. The Torah says in Perek Yud Pasuk Gimel, Vayidom Aharon. Aharon was silent. He did not respond at all. And the Pashat Pshat of this Pasuk is incredible. Most people, when they are faced with such a terrible, terrible tragedy, chas v'shalom, would normally scream out. They would complain. They would do something, say something. But we hear nothing from Aharon. Vayidom Aharon. Aharon was silent. Now, there is a medrash called the Medrash Plia. The Medrash Plia is a collection of very challenging midrashim. They're almost like riddles. Some people have questioned its authenticity, but many others quote this Medrash Plia. And the Medrash Plia on our pasuk says that what Aharon wanted to say was a quote from the beginning of Parshas Tazria, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel. Uvayom hashmini yimol besar or lasso, on the eighth day after a baby boy is born, you must give him a bris milah. That is the Medrash Plia. When Aaron heard about the death of his two sons, he wanted to say that a boy gets a bris on the eighth day. What does that mean? And if Aaron wanted to say it, why didn't he say it? Why didn't he say it? Instead, we get Vayidom Aaron. Why didn't he indeed say, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Basar Olaso? These questions are asked by Rav Yisrael Yehoshua Trunk of Kutna. Kutna is a town in Poland about 130 kilometers west of Warsaw. And Rav Yisrael Yehoshua Trunk of Kutna, sometimes called Rav Yehoshua LeKutna, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, prolific author who died in 1893. Rav Yehoshua Le's explanation to this medrash is found in his Sefer Yeshuos Malko, published posthumously by his grandson. In the back of the Sefer, there is a section called Likutei Torah, and it is found there on Parshas Shmini. Says Rabbi Yehoshua LeKutna, the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Tazria in Piska Zayin tells a well-known story of the evil Turnus Rufus, who asked Rabbi Akiva the following question: if God wants man to be circumcised, why are men not born that way? And Rabbi Akiva brought Turnus Rufus a pile of wheat, and he said, which would you prefer, a pile of wheat or a loaf of bread? In other words, even though Hashem can do anything and everything, Hashem wants, he still asks us to have a part in his creation, to take action, to engage in hishtadlus. Hashem could obviously arrange for a boy to be born not needing a bris. He obviously could arrange to have bread grow from the ground or from trees. But he wants us, Hashem wants us, to take part, for us to take action. Rabbi Yeshua LeKutna says, that is what Aaron wanted to say. Uvayom hashmini yimol besar or laso. Hashem, you tell us to engage in hishtadlus. You tell us to give a boy a bris. You, Hashem, want us to do things in this world. So why were Nadav and Avihu punished? There was a heavenly fire that came and consumed the korbanos, but Nadav and Avihu wanted to do their hishtadlus. They wanted to bring their fire, to do their part. Why is that so bad? Why were they punished? Why were they punished? Uvayom hashmini yimol besar laso. That is what Aaron wanted to say, so to speak, according to the Medrash. But why didn't he say it? Why instead do we hear Vayidom Aaron? Because Aaron knew that even though Hashem does indeed want our hishtadlus, even though He does indeed want us to do our part in this world, that is only when we do things that Hashem wants us to do. We can't just make up things on our own and do whatever we want. Sure, there's hishtadlus. Sure, there's a human component, human intervention in the way this world works, but it has to be within the confines of what Hashem tells us to do. Doing our part, doing our share in this world is a critical element in the way Hashem set up the world. But doing too much, or doing things that Hashem never asked of us, that is not Avodas Hashem. It's serving ourselves, and that is indeed very dangerous. Have an amazing day, everyone!